Okay, as was just mentioned here, we pointed out that Parshas Kedoshim is chock full of a ton of halachos. Halachos b'nam l'chaver, halachos b'nam l'makom, many, many halachos, one after another. And the Malbim relates to that fact, especially concerning the fact that in the very introduction to the Parsha, the very first words, you have the words, Daber el kol adas b'nei Yisrael. You don't usually start off a parasha with Daber el Kol Adas B'nai Yisrael. Usually it's Daber el B'nai Yisrael v'mar t'alehem. What's Kol Adas? So the Malbim comments as follows. Kvar b'yarti, Shem Eda yomar al ha-sanhedrin o al ha-klal, k'she sanhedrin bar Hashem, the whole Klal Yisrael. Shem Adas B'nai Yisrael mitzayin Kol B'nai Yisrael, k'shem Eda, haynu she zekineyem bar Hashem. V'hine, we've learned a number of times, we've quoted the Gemara in Erev in Daf Samach Beis, where the Gemara says, Seder Mishnah Yatchila Aaron Vachach Levana Vachach Lazkena Vachach Yisrael. That apparently when Moshe taught the Torah the first time, he taught it four times. He taught it one time to Aaron, then to the Zakenim, then to the rest of Klal Yisrael. Parsha Zu Nishtane. This Parsha, apparently Parsha's Kedoshim, was different than every other Parsha. Shayagid Tekef Lekulam Bapam Achas. It wasn't done with the usual four-time teaching. It was done al kol adas b'nei Yisrael. They had the whole Jewish people there at one time on the first shot. L'chem amar adas b'nei Yisrael. I don't know what kuf aleph stands for. Or somebody nasan tam l'shini azos b'nei shebachol dibu yachad aliman l'kalech b'nei madrigas shas kenu kibu menim matzpune ha-torah u'bnei aron devar mamukim yoser. So somebody, I don't know who this is, the Kuf Aleph, gave a reason for the difference. Carbon iron, I don't know who it is. Nasan Tam Lashini, why is it different? Because all the other teachings, so first he would teach to Aaron the very deep meanings. Then he would be able to teach the Zakenim a little less deep. Then when he would teach the regular Jewish people, he would just teach it the simple pshat. In other words, each time he taught it kifi madre gosel. Because when you're teaching Torah to people, you have to know the level of the people in front of you. And you have to try to teach the Torah according to their madrega. Torah is this incredible... I don't know, is it Zakenim? I think it was Aaron, his son, Zakenim. One time to Moshe, no, it was one time Hashem said it to Moshe, then Moshe said it to... I think so. So Torah has many, many levels of interpretation. Shivim panim la Torah, we say. There's 70 different explanations. There's pshat, drash, remez, sod. Right? The words of Torah, Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Torah. One of the most unbelievable things about Torah is any level that you're at, you could understand it on your level. But there's also depth upon depth. But listen to what he says over here. Ofen shehahamon kiblu guf haTorah, dahinu hapshat, shehu hagviya. That's like the body of the Torah without the soul. So most people, the general populace, would get just the general, the simple pshat. Vazkenim kiblu nishmas haTorah. Beruch niyusa. Ulam, however, pirish parshazu sharuba gufei Torah. This parsha, where the pasha pshat is so important, the ikar over here is really the pasha pshat. Pirish mitzvahs rabos shetzorach ledatim ulekaimim kafi aguf vapshat kulam b'shaveh. So hikil is kulam biyachad. V'zeu shekosef sherov gufei Torah tuliyim ba, right? Take a look at the very first Rashi. Very first Rashi. Dabel kol adas b'nei Yisrael. Malamid shenemar parasha zu b'hakil. Rashi says, this parasha was said to Gans Klal Yisrael at the same time. Why? Mepnei sherov gufei Torah tuliyim ba. What does that mean? Mepnei sherov gufei Torah tuliyim ba. What does that mean? It means... That's according to the Malbim. What it means is, again, Rashi is just quoting from the Medrash, and the Malbim is explaining that Medrash. What does it mean? It means that here, more important than the depth upon depth upon the depth, is the simple pshat. So since the simple pshat was the most important, why is the simple pshat the most important here? Because you need to know what to do. The whole Parshas Kedoshim is filled with mitzvahs, and b'nam l'makom, b'nam l'chaveru. The most important thing here is not the depth and the mysterious and the mystical and the depth. Here the most important point is the Pashup Shat. So since the Pashup Shat is most important, they skip the first three steps. Just give it straight to all of Klal Yisrael at the same time. That's why I'll call it Das Bnei Yisrael. So what's the lesson for us? The lesson for us, I think, is a twofold lesson. On the one hand, a person shouldn't think that he ever, I understand this. Yeah, this I understand. There's always, you could always go deeper. You could always understand something deep. Every time there's a Gemara that talks about Divrei Torah, like the Divrei Torah is compared to a baby nursing, that every time that it sucks from the mother, it gets a new time. It gets another little piece, another little idea. You could look at the same idea every year and come to something even deeper and deeper and deeper. But the other message is the other half, that sometimes people, they want to go deeper and go deeper and go deeper and understand, but they forget the simple pshat. In these psukim, the simple pshat's the most important thing. The simple pshat, you got to know what to do. You got to also know the basics. You got to know, some people, they spend time learning and learn, but the basic halachas they don't know. They don't know the basic dinim. You don't know the basics. So here, Dabrel called us, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a point of saying, here, the most important part is just know the basics. Don't, some people, they're already learning, right? The kids in sixth grade, they're already teaching them lamdus with Reb Chaim and Kashas and Terutzim. Tell the kid the basic pshat. You got to know the basic pshat also. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Yeah, idea
that the Gemara says, Eino doma hashomel pirko lemea pamim l'shona mea ve'echad pamim. You can't compare somebody who learns 100 times, 101 times. So the pshat that I always like to say about that is not exactly the same way. What I like to say about that is that as far as you read the pasuk Vayidaber Hashem al Moshe Lemar, the 100th time, or you read it the 101st time, you're not going to get any new pshat in it on the pshat number 101. What does it mean that you can't compare 100 to 101? It means in terms of the sanctity, in terms of the impact that the kedusha of the study of Torah has on a person, the sanctity, that you can't compare. Every time is a brand new time. It fills you up with more and more sanctity every time you learn the Torah. Let's continue. Now the next pasuk says, Dabrel called us by yourself, I'm not the same pasuk. Kedoshim to you, be holy. Why? Ki kadosh ani Hashem lokech. You should be holy. Why? Because I'm holy. So the Malbim in the first half, I'm not going to read the whole thing inside the first half. The first half, the Malbim repeats an idea that we've seen time and time again. What does it mean, kedoshim to you, ki kadosh ani? The Malbim keeps on repeating this idea. It was a very powerful idea, but we've said it already many times. So I'm not going to spend a lot of time on it. And that is that he understands is what's Kedusha. Kedusha means, and Kedusha for a Jew, I mean, this is very, very important. As many times as you stress it, there's not enough times, that the goal of the lifetime of a Jew is to elevate himself from his taivas, from his desires. That's the goal. That's the goal of the study of Torah. The goal of the study of Torah is to inspire a person with holiness, is to fill a person up with holiness, which gives him the Kedusha to avoid his taivas. Now, what does that have to do with God? Kedoshim tiyu ki kadosh ani Hashem. What does that have to do with God? So he said, first pshat, he has two pshatim on this, really. The second pshat, I think, is the more standard understanding, but the first pshat, he says, is what he's repeated many times, and that is that if you are kadosh, that affects my kedusha. Meaning, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, your actions on this world, the more we elevate ourselves, and the more we avoid the Yetzirah, and the more we conquer and refine ourselves and become more pure and become more spiritual, that affects the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world. And God doesn't run the world al pi teva, God runs the world al pi nes. That if we can defeat our teva, that affects God, doesn't run the world al pi teva, runs the world al pi nes. If Klal Yisrael wants to be lamala min ha-teva, if we want to be spiritual people and not to just follow our bodies and follow the Torah and follow the Spirit and follow the Ruchnius, that affects the way God runs the world and God elevates himself. This was the very first Malbim we studied in Parshas Bereishis. When he talks about the creation of the world, he says the world was created in two levels. You have the physical world and then you have the spiritual world. And God, we have a choice. Either God runs the world normal, he lets it go physically, or if we're good and we elevate ourselves, then he, as it were, ups his game as well and runs the world through the spiritual. Fascinating. Malbim talks about this all the time. Big lesson for us. But let's take a look at the second pshat. Second pshat. You could just look even one, just look at one line. If you look about 15 lines down in that second paragraph, as a matter of fact, 14 lines down exactly. First one line is Hapratis. Good morning, Reb Nissen. Ukdushasi mitzad zeh shani elokeichem toli b'kdushaschem. Incredible line of the Malbim. My kedusha depends on your kedusha. Now again, it doesn't mean what I just said. It means va'abashol omer. Now Abashol has a different shot. I think the second shot is the more standard shot. If I'm talking fast this morning, I apologize. I just have a lot to do. I mean, there's a lot to do here in the Malbim. Va'abashol omer she mashakosav kedushim tiu ki kadosh ani pirish. You have to try to compare yourselves to me. That we're created, b'tzelem elokim, that we're supposed to somehow mimic or be the messenger of HaKadosh Baruch on this world. Asher kulam nesunim tachas chukim kvuim bilti mishtanim v'hu levado asher lo akoach v'memshala habshach hakol kafi cheftza uritzona achavshi. I don't know what that stands for. I mean, I do. I did last night, but I don't know this morning. Uritzona achavshi kein ha'adam hu tzir ha'tzelem ha'elyon mizeh ha'tzad she'ochel l'skadesh u'lahanhig es merkavto ha'ktana Shehi Gviyaso, his body, Bahanhaga Bechirius, Chavshis, Bilti Nesuna Tachas Chuge Ateva, Ubezehi Mechake, Mechake means he imitates. That was for you, Herbie. Ubezehi Mechake, I'm on the top of the second page, Herbie. Ubezehi Mechake, Chikui means to imitate. Mechake Lamelech. Yeah, I don't want to say too much of this because you're going to get blown away too much. Says the Malbim, what does it mean? Kedoshim tiyu ki kadosh ani. Says, just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not constrained by nature, just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu is me'al ha'teva, he could destroy nature, he could change nature, he could do whatever he wants. He's not limited by nature. So too, what does it mean that he has the free choice? HaKadosh Baruch Hu has the free choice to do whatever he wants. He's not constrained by nature. So too, we were created b'tzelem elokim. What does it mean, says the Malbim, that we were created b'tzelem elokim? It means we have the free choice. We have the free choice to overcome nature. We are not bound by the shackles of nature. We think we are. We think we are sometimes. We think that, oh, this is my nature. This is who I am. I have to be this way. We think we are. But what we don't realize is Kedoshim Tiu Ki Kadosh Ani, that Hashem created us with a Tzelem Elokim, which means we have the free choice. We have the free choice to follow our physical passions, or we have the free choice to elevate ourselves and to refine ourselves and to become higher than that, and to not subject ourselves to our passions. So that's I think, the more standard understanding. In Kedoshim Tiu Ki Kadosh Ani. So this parsha should be a psych-up, an inspirational wake-up call for us that we can continue to refine ourselves. And we don't have to follow the goof, we could follow the neshama. Let's continue. Oh, some beautiful ideas. In kabed es avicha ve'es imecha. Right? What's the very next pasuk in Parshas Kedoshim? Ish, imo v'aviv tira'u. Ve'es shabsosai tishmoru. Ani Hashem alkechem. Oh, so this Malbim is chock full of vintage Malbim. Vintage Malbim. Here we go. Of course, vintage Malbim means the philological study. Philology is the study of words. One of the Malbim's primary things, and most of the Malbims that I skip, are the Malbims that he spends a lot of time discussing the difference between this word usage and that word usage and this phrase usage and that phrase usage. And the reason I skip them is because a lot of them are technical in nature. But this one actually has an important life lesson. Here we go. Kabed es Sifra, he quotes from the Medrash on this pasuk. This is on the same pasuk. Ish imo v'aviv tira'u. Right? The Medrash says, Nemar kabed es avicha v'esimecha v'nemar kabed es Hashem mehonecha hikish kvod av l'kvod amakom. Now this is a very, very funny Medrash if you look at it. Happens to be this week in my shir, in my Gemara class, my ninth grade class in DRS, we've been learning all about the laws of kibud av aim. That's what I've been studying the entire week. And we know, Chazal say, Hukash kvodam kvodam makom. I was teaching the boys all week long about how a child has to view his parent like the Shechina. Mamish like the Shechina. That's why you stand up when your father, parent walks into the room, you mamish have to look. The Gemara has lashonas like that, that the Tanaim and Amoraim, they would view their parents mamish like the Shekhinah would walk in. So, but on its face, it looks very strange. Again, just read this medrash. One place says you have to honor your parents. Another place says honor Hashem from your money. Kabed Hashem Mehunecha. Also, you see, kabed. So, just like you have to honor your parents. So, honoring your parents is like honoring Hashem. Really? Because he uses the word kabed. Kabed es avichas, and it says kabed es Hashem. So, we see that honoring your parents is like honoring Hashem. Where do you see that? Where do you see the fact that it used the word kabed? Maybe it's very different kinds of honor. So, I didn't understand this all week long. I mean, I gave the guys in Shir a pshat. I gave them a pshat, but in the essence, I didn't really understand it. Listen to the Malbim's fascinating brilliance on explaining why, how you know from this drasha that honoring your parents like honoring Hashem. Of course, the Gemara says there's three partners in the creation of man. We understand, right? And Kibud Av V'Em is on the first half of the Luchos. It's the fifth of the first half of the Luchos. That's the Bein Adam L'Makom. So there are references. There are, but what's the pshat? What's the pshat? Why should that be so? Yeah, we know that your parents created you, and Hashem creates your neshama. Your parents create your guf. I get it all. I get it. But the Malbim has a fascinating daher, and again, it's a chiddush what he says. Again, there are more simple ways of explaining this, right? I like to say all the time. I don't like to say it, but I say it all the time. It's not always like this. There are certain cases where a child has a very good relationship with his parent, but he has a bad relationship with the master of the universe. You have that. But I'll tell you, I've seen 80 to 85% of the cases, 90% of the cases, where I see a kid in high school who has a very difficult relationship with the Ribbono Shel Olam, in 80 to 85% of the cases, he doesn't have a good relationship with his biological father. 85%, not 100%. You have exceptions to every rule. I'm telling you, 85% of the cases where I see a kid who doesn't have a good relationship with his master of the universe above, it's because he does, I don't say it's because, concurrently at the same time, he doesn't have a good relationship with his biological mother or his biological father, or there's some issue, there's some issue in the home. In many, many cases. Not always. There's always exceptions.
The reverse is true as well.
If
he has a good relationship with his biological father.
I'm just saying that the Ramban, it's not me saying it. It's not me saying it. The Ramban ala Torah says that the whole reason for the mitzvah of Kibud Av V'Em, is so that a person should have a good relationship with his father in heaven. Because if you appreciate that who provides you with stuff, if you appreciate your parents, who provide you, the mother who carried you in the womb for 9 months, the mother who put up with you spitting up in her face, and when you try to change the diaper, you know, the kid erupts. The parent who took the kid, who slept the kid, who carpooled the kid, who bought the kid, who made money for the kid, who raised the kid and did everything for the child. If you learn to appreciate, the Ramban says, the whole point of Kibud Av V'Em is, if you learn to appreciate your biological parents, that should lead you to appreciate your Father in Heaven, who provides everything for you. Life, and health, and everything that He gives you. That's the whole point of the mitzvah of Kibud Av V'Em. So, it's not me saying it, Barry. It's not me saying it. That's the Ramban said it. That the whole point, I mean, and the Chazon Ish says in a slightly different variant, you know, raising children is 50% prayer and 50% shalom bayis. That's what the Chazon Ish said. Also relating to the fact that what goes on in the home. I've said it so many times here. Again, it's not 100%, Barry. You can't say, there's always exceptions to the rule. There's great parents who have a great relationship with the kid, but the kid decides to do his own thing. You have that all the time. All the time with great people. I'm not Chas Hashem passing judgment on anybody. But in 80 to 85% of the cases that I see, it's like that. It's a big factor. It's not the only factor. It's a big factor. I say it all the time in the beginning of Pashas Kisetze, right? Right. You see your Yifas Toar, right? And you go after your Taivas on the Yifas Toar. What does that land up with, Chazal say? You can have one wife who you love and one wife who you hate. And what does that land up with? Ben Soar or Amora. Kid who goes off the Derech. Because if all you care about is your wife's looks, then your kid is going to be a Ben Sora or more. It's all connected. What goes on in the home, obviously, again, we have to work hard at making shalom bayis, work hard at having good relationships with our kids, and then you have to daven also. There's the davening part also. It's not so posh. But anyway, but listen to the Malbim's brilliant take on this. Brilliant! At least I thought so. Ish imo v'aviv tiro. Look what he says. Hayira v'akavod yichuyav be'etzem rak le'elokim. He says the whole institution of Mora and Kavod, in its real form and real sense, the definition of awe and the definition of honor can only possibly really apply to God. So he posits. And he just posits this, but prove it. What does that mean? Hayirav HaKavod Yechuyav Be'etzem Rak Le'elokim. Be'etzem, meaning the essence of real awe, of pure awe, in its purest sense, in its most real sense, in its most all-encompassing sense, complete awe and complete honor can only be to the Ribono Shel Olam, only to Hashem. Hu melech ha-kavod, she-ha-kavod atzmi lo, v'nimshach mimenu levado, kemo she-kasev, like we say in davening, ha-osher va-kavod milfanecha. We say it in Vayivarech David, I think. V'ha-osher va-kavod milfanecha. True honor, only to God. That's the only honor that really exists. V'ha-osher va-kavod milfanecha. V'ha-yira lo ta'us, meaning from the language of na'os. It's only appropriate, rak mipanav. V'ha-yore mipnei Hashem lo yira zulaso. He who fears God will not fear anybody else, cannot fear anybody else or anything else. He who truly only fears God fears nothing else. Nothing else bothers him. Nothing else impresses him. He who is only in awe of God, nothing else. I think I once told you a story. It's in the Lubavitcher Rebbe book, Telushkin's book on Lubavitcher Rebbe, when he said something about, I'm not scared of the Tsar or whatever. I'm not scared. I'm only scared of Rosh Hashanah. That's all I'm scared. That's the only thing that puts any fear in me is Rosh Hashanah. I'm not scared of the army. I'm not scared of the general. I'm not scared of the you know. I'm not scared of the. That doesn't scare me. I'm only scared of one thing, Rosh Hashanah. That's all I'm scared of. Umishnei ela yitzmuchu chiyav haasei v'halos haasei. Shal yidei hayira yishma me'asos davar neged ritzonu v'dei hakavad yishtad alasos mitzvosav v'yos oski mechabdo. Skipping a little bit. The Omar, Pasuk in Tehillim says, we say it in Ashrei. I hope this might change a little bit your Kavana in Ashrei. That's my goal here. Hadar kivod hodecha, v'divrei niflosecha asicha, v'ezuz nora osecha, yomeru, u'kamosh kasafti, v'perushi sham. Okay, you have to look at the Malbim's commentary on Tehillim. It's interesting. The Malbim calls Tehillim Tehillos. I don't know why he calls Tehillim Tehillos, but that's Ashrei. Hadar kavod hodecha. Wow, he's going to explain two ideas in this pasuk in a second. Hadar kavod hodecha. Again. Dor l'dor yishabach ma'asecha, grosecha yagidu. Hadar kavod hodecha, v'derei nefosecha asicha. Ve'ezuz nora osecha, your mora. Ve'ezuz nora osecha. So we say it in the hey pasuk, we say, Hadar kavod hodecha. Hashem is the mucker of kavod. Ve'ezuz nora osecha yomeru. And you are the true mora. Upoal yare niksha lefam. Oh, now. Mora, unfortunately we're not going to have time to get to everything today, but this is amazing. Upoal yare, the word mora, niksha lefamim emilas es, ulefamim yamo achrav mem hashimosh. When you talk about being fearful of something, or being in awe of something, either you could be in awe of it, or you could be in awe from it. You could be kabed es avicha, or ish imov aviv tirou, be in awe of your parents, or you could be yiramei horecha, from your parents. So he says, v'yesh hevdel beinem, says the Malbim. This is vintage Malbim. Where the Malbim, this whole point of the Malbim, by the way, in nearly every single piece of Malbim, and the Malbim has about 70 pages of explanation on Parshas Kedoshim alone. 70 pages. And 69 of those 70 pages, he's explaining the difference between the usage of language. It's absolutely mind-blowing. Again, I didn't have the time or the patience, frankly, to go through all of it. It's unbelievable. I mean, I skimmed through all of it. But it's unbelievable the way he talks about language. It's absolutely mind-boggling. V'yesh hevdel b'neim. Shekesheyia ha-kavana shemisyari meha etzem atzmo ba-shimush milas es. When you're actually in awe of the thing itself, of the essence of the thing, you're in awe of the very existence and the very essence of the thing, then it uses the language S. Ukeshiya kavana shemisyari misiba sa etzem, dahainu shemisyari lasos dover. When you're scared to do something because you're afraid of the thing's reaction, mipnei sheroehu, o yodeh, or the thing's going to know about it, v'yera be'enav, and it's going to be bad in the eyes of this thing, o mipnei sheyanishu, you're scared that the thing is going to punish you, v'chadome, bo shimush hamem. That's when it uses, I'm scared from you. If I'm scared of you, that's of your essence. If I'm scared from you, I'm worried about what you're going to do to me or what you're going to think about me. There's a difference. Lamashal, for example, ki yari ha'am es ha'shvua, ha'chafetzim liyira es shemecha, medaber b'yiris ha'etzim atzim, mash'en ken ki yirasam mipnei ha'esh, yaru l'skari v'lahar v'ha'esh ha'yasibas ha'yira, v'chein b'chol makum shem medaber b'china sh'yari la'asas dabar mipnei sh'ha'ashem mashkif alav, v'ro'eyu omer v'yareisa me'elokecha. That's not you're scared of God himself, you're scared what God's going to do to you. V'amar b'sifra, kol dabar ha'masar l'lev, nemar bo v'yareisa me'elokecha. But when you're not afraid of what God's going to do to you, you're just in awe of God's essence itself, then it's going to say Es Hashem, V'yareisa Es Elokecha, as opposed to Me Elokecha. Yorei Es Hashem. Oh. Oh, and now, so that's one tremendous chiddush of the Malbim. Now the Malbim takes tremendous chiddush number one, and he moves it into tremendous chiddush number two. Take a look. Unbelievable, mind-blowing. The Yira Kazu lo titzda klal etzel basar v'dam. He says, an actual fear or awe of the essence of the thing itself is only shayach by Hashem, is not shayach by flesh and blood. By flesh and blood is always mixed in, you're afraid of what they're going to do to you. Shagam shiitzur shiirei me'oncho misibaso lo yit, it's possible that you're scared of a flesh and blood, what they're going to do to you. Lo yitachin sheyorei me'roma muso, rak al yidei ha'hashkafa shehashem chalak lo chelek mi'raso. The only awe or fear of the essence of a human being comes from the fact that God distributed some of his awe to the human being. In other words, whatever honor or fear that you have of a human being can only come from, since the only true awe and fear of anything in its essence is God, so the only way you could actually have real awe of the essence of something, not you're afraid what they're going to do to you, but the real awe of the essence of something is because it's a piece of your God awe that's found in that human being, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu distributes some of his own awe over to rabbis, parents, people like that. Shehashem chalak lo chelek miyiraso, kmo yiras hamelech, v'hatam and chacham, v'ha'av v'ha'ein, shehem mitzos Hashem, shechalak lahem chelek miyiraso. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives parents and gives. So in other words, now he's giving us an explanation. What does it mean that honoring parents is like honoring God? Because it's impossible to truly honor anything and to truly be in fear of anything except HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So if we have a commandment in the Torah to be in awe of our parents, it means because Hashem gave a piece of his honor over to parents. So it's got to be connected to awe of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because otherwise it wouldn't be awe in its most profound sense. Because the only thing you could truly be in awe of and truly honor of is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So if the Torah says you have to be in awe of your parents, it means insofar as HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world in such a way that we should take a piece of our honor of him in order to give it a little bit of concreteness in this world. He allowed a little bit of his honor to reside in parents. And that's why the Gemara says that the Amoraim said that when a parent walked into the room and said, I have to stand up, the Shekhinah has just entered the room. In other words, your parents are God's representatives on this earth. Or like a bumper sticker that I saw, or a magnet on my mother-in-law's fridge, I think used to say, on my mother's fridge, magnet used to say, God couldn't be everywhere, so he created mothers. So my uncle came into the house once and said, this is apikorsus. Calm down. He didn't mean it literally, that God couldn't be everywhere. My uncle got all upset at the magnet. I said, Uncle, it's just a joke. It didn't mean that God isn't really everywhere. He got all upset. He said, how could you have this up in your house? Take it down. God couldn't be everywhere. Not be curses. He didn't mean it literally. But the point is that your parents are representatives. Hold on, he's not done yet. I know all this requires like 2 hours of meditation to understand what he's talking about, but it's unbelievable. V'alzeh darshu es Hashem elokecha tira l'rabos tamidi chachamim. Es Hashem elokecha tira es. Shehu davakim yiras Hashem ba'asher heim devekim ba'Hashem. K'mo sheyira misari ha'melech mekrovasim alamelech. Why are you scared of the representatives of the king? Because they're close to the king. Why do you have to have awe for a Talmud Chacham? Because the Talmud Chacham has a piece of the awe of the Rabbanu Shalom there. L'chein ha'mashkos of Yaakov, ki yore anochi oso. This is unbelievable. Ah! So much that's unbelievable here. Way too much, unfortunately. V'lachein, you're going to have to do the rest for homework. Amashakos of Yaakov, ki yore anochi oso. Who's Yaakov talking about here? Esav. So what did Chazal say in the Medrash? Ki yare anochi oso. Pirush b'medrash. She yare shelo yamad lo zchus avos. What do you mean he was scared that Esav was going to nail him over the head? He was scared that his zchus avos wouldn't help him, meaning it was a ruchnius dika fear. It wasn't he was scared that Esav was going to beat him up because Esav was strong. He was scared that his own spiritual merit wouldn't cover him. Oh, Viter, ki yore anochi oso. It was Viter. He was scared of the spiritual aspect of the essence. Shelo yamad lo zchus avos. V'chein amr benida mashkos av gabe og al tira oso. Sheyore chiyamad lo zchus avram avinu. Wow. Ki lo yitztak yira atzmius mi baser v'dam. Im lo mizeh atzad sheyesh lo zchus. You have no reason to be scared of a flesh and blood unless he has a spiritual merit that's on a HaKadosh Baruch Hu's cheshbon. That's what I'm worried when it says ki yari oso. It's not yari mi menu. Yari mi menu means I'm scared he's going to beat me up. Yari oso means I'm scared of his spiritual schus. I'm scared of the God that's behind him. I'm scared of the godliness, of the merit of the God that's behind him. Wow. Mind blown. Mind blowing. You only have one. We only have one thing. I like to say all the time. I don't always live up to this, but I like to say it all the time. I don't always actually live up to this, but no. I'm only scared of one thing. I only have to impress one person. You know, parents might be unhappy with me. Students might be unhappy with me. Friends might be unhappy with me. Family might be unhappy with me. We only have to please one boss. We only have to please one boss. We don't have to please the Rabbanu Shalom. If the Rabbanu Shalom's happy with me, I'm okay. Have to worry about what everybody else thinks about you. You only have to win one popularity contest. That's what the Malbim is driving at over here. There's only one awe in the world. There's only one honor in the world. There's only one awe in the world. We're supposed to live. If I could go to sleep at night saying HaKadosh Baruch Hu was happy with me today, if I could wake up in the morning saying HaKadosh Baruch Hu was happy with me, Dayenu. That's I don't always live up to it though. I always live up to it. You walk out of the house early in the morning, 5 o'clock in the morning, you know. Looking around, with this, it's you only have to worry about the Rabbanu Shalom. You only have to. There's only one honor and one mora. Says the. Again, it's not entirely true. The pasuk says, "V'hiyisem nikiyim mehashem umi Yisrael." Right? You also have to worry about what people are saying about you. You have to worry about that a little bit also, a little bit. V'hiyisem nikiyim hashem Yisrael. Oh, gotta finish it up. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Don't be afraid of your parents. It means be in awe of your parents. Oh, this is unbelievable. He's not done yet. I'll just summarize the last point. You know what his last point is? Unbelievable. His last point is that, you know, and the Gemara says this also. The Gemara says that why does it put by awe? It puts mommy before daddy, and by kavod it puts daddy before mommy. Why kavod es avicha v'esimecha ish imo vav tiro? Why? So the Gemara says, because a person more naturally honors his mom and more naturally fears his dad. So the Torah writes it the opposite way, so that you should dafka honor your dad, who you more naturally fear or awe, and you should put more emphasis on fearing mom because you naturally fear dad more. You know what the Malbim's take on that is? Unbelievable. He says, don't do things because they make sense. You shouldn't just honor your parents because it makes sense, because you owe them a lot, because you have a lot of akaras and tov to them. Don't just honor them because it makes sense. You should honor them because it's a mitzvah, because it's the ruchniyistik aspect. So that's why the Torah mixes it up. Don't focus on what makes sense. Focus on that which doesn't make sense, and that's not more natural to you, because it should be done as a spiritual way and not because it should be done because of the mitzvah. It should be done because of the mitzvah and not because of the logic. Of the logic.
Does Malbim mention anything anywhere about Ahava? You're supposed to fear God and love God. Isn't it the Rambam who talks about the difference between fear and loving? You love because out of your heart, but fearing is because you fear what the consequences are.
Ah, so he says no, it doesn't mean fear. Awe doesn't mean fear of God. I'm supposed to fear God. You're afraid he's got a machine gun. He's going to blow you away. It's awe. It's a sense of awe. I refrain from doing I do the losses because I'm in awe of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Oh. Now, he quotes from his commentary here on Tehillim. You can just take a look at that. It's the same thing. Such a beautiful, beautiful pshat here. Same idea. That I don't do the mitzvahs because they make sense. Even those that make sense, even the mishpatim, I put far away from me. I consider them like a chok. And the chukim, I put close to me. I do the chukim because they're the closest to me. Because they're a part of me. Because of my spiritual nature. I don't do them because I make sense. You could do that one for Homer. And similarly over here he says, alright, I'm going to skip the next one. Beautiful pshat about hadar and hod. What's the difference between hadar and hod? Hod is your natural inner beauty. Hadar is the way that beauty is shown to the public. He says, Moshe Rabbeinu had the hod and Yeshua had the hadar. So you'll have to do that piece, but again, the lesson for us there is that we should make sure that whatever people see from us on the outside is actually who we are on the inside. A lot of people have outer beauty that radiates outwards, but if you look at them on the inside, it's all only external. On the inside, it's really not so beautiful at all. So, person has to make sure it says lo sehadar pnei gadol. Person has to make sure that which is on his outside is also on his inside. Let's go to the end over here. The last piece. Oh, not the last piece. Oh. Am I backwards here? The Haftal Arecha Kamocha. So, no, hold on. This is Amischa. This is on the pasuk of Hocheach Tocheach Es Amischa. So the bottom was Hocheach Tocheach Es Amischa, right? You only give Tochacha to somebody who's with you. Yeah. You have to be 100% l'shem. These are ideas that we've spoken about many times. I'm going to skip that also. I'm going to go to the end. The haftal l'recha kamochi has a ton on. Let's just do the very last piece. So much great stuff. All right, we'll go all the way to the end of the parasha. Go all the way to the end. We'll do one last thing. Look at the very second to the last pasuk in the parasha, page 352. V'hiyisem li kadoshim ki kadosh ani Hashem. You should be for me kadosh because I am kadosh. Va'avdi laschem min ha'amim liosli, and I have separated you from the nations to be mine. Take a look at the very last paragraph. Rabbi Avram ben Ezra, the Eben Ezra Diek, Masha Kofaz Ashenis, Shekfar Omar Shev Dalti Eschemin Amim, Pirish, Masha Kofaz Dalti Eschem, Dibrela Havdala Tivis, Bidvarim Shem Neged Teva Ha'adam, Kimo Limsar Ishto Lachem Chadomo, Po Dibre Me Havdala Hatorius. Bedvarim shenafsha shaladim mechamdasan. Betov bezeh hakovish min hatzadik hagamor. Someone who conquers his yetzer is greater than the tzadik gamor. Ki biyos yitzro misiso laver avera. Vu kovish yitzro, his yetzer hara is trying to convince him to violate averas. Vu kovish yitzro, when he conquers his yetzer. Mipnei mitzvah Hashem. Because it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mitzvah. Nimtza porish min avera bebechira. Ukvishas hayetzer. Umekabla love all machos shemayim. Valze amar shenis va'avdil aschem in ha'amim. I demitzas haTorah v'chim parashas shmini kafas from shenis v'yisimli kadoshim mitam zek moshe kasafti shemayin sham. Beautiful, beautiful explanation. Again, we skipped a lot of important malvim. You're gonna have to do it for homework. But here he says it again. He keeps on repeating the same idea that when a person separates himself from his yetzahara, he doesn't do it because it's a natural thing for him. He doesn't do it because that's his nature. If you keep the mitzvahs because they make sense, or you separate certain things, guy says, I don't like pork anyway. I don't like it anyway. That's not going to help you if you don't like it anyway. It's got to be because you know you have the Yetzirah for it. You know you have the Yetzirah, and you are specifically saying, I have to answer to a higher authority. I love this stuff. I know I love this stuff. The Gashmias, I love the Gashmias. But I know that a Kaddish Baruch Hu's commandment is more important to me than my Gashmias. It's more important. I make a choice. I'm making a choice to not do the wrong thing. It's a choice. If a person realizes that he has the choice to do bad and he has the choice to do good, and I hereby hinani muchan mezuman to make the choice to be an Eved Hashem, such a person, says the Malbim, is going to be stronger than the person who just does it because it's convenient, because it makes sense, because I like anyway doing the right things. He says here that the real Eved Hashem is not the one who says, I have no Yetzirah for this stuff. The real Eved Hashem says, no, I know I have a Yetzirah. I know that I have temptations to do the wrong thing. But hinani muchan u'mezuman to follow HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to say that I'm going to make the right choice because I'm an Eved Hashem. I understand these things are tempting. It's like, it's very interesting because obviously there's elements of both. But that's what he says in the second. A person makes a choice to follow HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He has the Bechira, Kvishas Ayetzer, Mekabel of Omach Shemayim. Such a person will be immune from any situation of the Yetzer. If it's just that you don't like it anyway, so then when you come to something that you really do like, you're going to be dead in the water. You're going to submit to the Yetzer in 2 seconds. If it's, you just do the things that make sense, when you come up to a situation in life that doesn't make sense, you're dead, you're gone. If your belief is only based on, Hashem is so good to me, the whole world makes a lot of sense, and everything always makes sense, and I keep Yiddishkeit because it makes sense, and because it's easy, and because it's great, and everything's logical, and things are going well, and I don't like pork anyway, so who cares? If that's the way it is, when you all of a sudden you come up with a challenge, a thing that really, really is tempting, you're going to fall. So we don't do things because they make sense. We don't follow them because everything makes logical sense. We don't conquer the Yetzirah because I have no Yetzirah for it anyway. But no, it's because I have the Yetzirah, but I make the decision that despite the fact that I have it, I follow Melech Machem, Melech Kodesh Baruch Hu. So Rabosai, Kedoshim Tiyu, we have a lot to work on to be holy, to be Kadosh. Hashem should give us the Siyata Dishmaya. Kedoshim Tiyu, Ki Kadosh Ani Hashem. Just like Hashem has the total free choice to do whatever He wants, whatever He wants, we should understand that we have the free choice to be Ovdei Hashem. We have the free choice to be passionate Jews who follow Kadosh Baruch Hu. May it be the will of Hashem that we always make the right choices in life to follow Kadosh Baruch Hu and His Torah. Have a wonderful Shabbos. Adonai chafetz l'man tzidiko yagdil Torah v'yadir. Amen. Amen.